You're listening to SBS News.
After the Taliban seized power last week when US troops and allies withdrew, thousands began frantic attempts to leave Afghanistan. The White House says over a 36-hour weekend period, 11,000 people have departed Kabul. But a NATO official is reporting about 20 people have died in the past week around the airport. US President Joe Biden says his priority is to help US citizens leave quickly and safely as the State Department makes contact with those in need.
For security reasons, I'm not going to go into the detail of what these plans entail. But I will say again today that I have said before, any American who wants to get home will get home.
The Pentagon has requested aircraft from several US airlines, including Delta Air and United, to transport people at temporary locations after they arrive from Afghanistan. American and Delta plan to begin their relief flights on Monday. And an Afghan woman gave birth on board a US evacuation plane after experiencing some complications, but the baby and mother are both well. President Biden says discussions are being held about whether the August 31st deadline can be reached. There are reports the Taliban has used batons to order passengers to form queues, and seven people died in a crash at the gates on Saturday. And the leader of anti-Taliban resistance, Ahmad Massoud, is hoping to negotiate with the Islamist movement.
We want to make Taliban realize that the only way forward is through negotiation and talk. And we are talking to them, and we do not want war to break out and to happen.
Mr. Massoud says he doesn't want a war to break out. And residents of Kabul, like this man named Farid, are also praying for peace to prevail.
We are happy. Why aren't we happy? We live in an Islamic country. War is gone. Theft is gone. We are happy. May this government last till the end. In the government of Ashraf Ghani, there were killings, there were thefts, and people were unhappy. May this government last until the end.
On Friday night, a German flight left carrying 172 people. 1,000 British Armed Forces personnel have been deployed in Kabul, and the United Kingdom has flown almost 6,000 people out of Afghanistan. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair insists Afghanistan as a country matters, and there is a clear responsibility to resolve the situation.
And the problem with what's happened now, and this is my worry, is it's not just about the Afghan people and our obligation to them. And obviously, you know, you feel, distressed when you see people realizing what they're going to lose as a result of the Taliban coming back into power. But it's not just about the Afghan people, it's about us and our security. Because you've now got this group back in charge of Afghanistan.
But the threat of the Islamist State extremists remains. Mr. Blair is reminding the world needs to push back against this Islamist danger. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called a virtual meeting on Tuesday for the group of seven wealthy nations to ensure safe evacuations and to support the Afghan population. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.